Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm speaking with Matthew Bowles. He is the Managing Director of Alto Metals over in WA. ASX code is AME. Very exciting time for Alto Metals, having done a successful raising recently. And I'm going to ask Matt, what are they going to put those funds to, and what the investment thesis is for Alto Metals going forward? Very exciting times for you, Matt. Good to see you. Welcome to Small Caps.
Thank you.
Now, this is the first time you and I have had a chat on the Small Caps platform. So first up, let's introduce the company to our subscribers.
Sure. So as you mentioned, Alto Metals, so we're listed on the ASX. We're an advanced WA gold explorer in the East Murchison of Western Australia. And very, very typical story. We're drilling below some old sort of gold pits, and we're finding a lot more gold, drilling a little bit deeper. And it's amazing how much is left behind in a different gold price environment. So, yeah, it's exciting for us. The project itself, the Sandstone Gold Project, it covers over 900 square kilometres of ground over the Sandstone Greenstone Belt. And it's a fairly unique field. Sandstone itself, it's been around for forever, and it's already produced well over a million ounces of gold. It's had mining activity since the early 1900s. I think mining first stopped there when the First World War broke out. So it's been around for a while. But more recently, some companies have gone back in, and they've been focusing on sort of near-surface oxide material. There's been a number of pits there, that's sort of Lord Nelson Pit, for example, was mined down to 90 metres as soon as they hit fresh rock, stopped mining. The reason for that was... there was an old oxide mill on the property. So as I said, you're looking at a different gold price environment, very much sort of just chasing those near surface cheap ounces. And the mill itself couldn't treat the oxide ore. So the fresh rock. You'd stop mining and move off somewhere else. So we don't have a mill. So our exploration strategy is not driven by feeding a little oxide mill. It's about sort of finding that next major deposit. So it's a great place to start when you're drilling below pits that you know there's resources there, and you're just chasing that resource down plunge. And we've grown the resource considerably at the moment. It sits at 300,000 ounces.
Matt, can we get the elephant out of the room straight away? Over the last 18 months, there's been a couple of takeover bids for Alto Metals, and I guess that was a little bit unsettling at the time for the company. First of all, I guess, you know, how did you bat them off? And I can see that you've done a fundraiser most recently, so you're in a very strong position. What was it that people saw, and why so many bids for you?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, the first bid came, I only just joined the board initially as a non-exec. And part of it is, if you look at Sandstone, it used to all be consolidated. So the mill that I mentioned was with one other company. And so there'd been a number of discussions around trying to put the two together. Our board had a different view on value. And so, you know, there was a number of approaches that were rebuffed. And so the other party decided to go hostile on us. And then since then, we've had two other approaches, which have both been more opportunistic on. The company was trading at a low price, and they could see the potential that the market had been missing. The biggest impact of that, and sort of what my biggest challenge was over the last 18 months, was really sort of trying to keep the company going when you've got all these hostile bids, not a lot of cash, and your best defence is to go out there and drill and demonstrate to the market that we, you know, really have an amazing project. And it was quite difficult to do that with limited funds. So we really sat there and sort of spun our wheels for quite some time just defending these offers. But, you know, with the small amount of funding that we could do, we had some very targeted prospects to go and drill. And sort of that came up some great results. And I think sort of the market then started to see potentially what was there and was getting the interest. And then all of this year, we've really just hit the ground hard, and we've drilled about 60,000 metres. And come out with some fantastic results. So it's been a great outcome.
Basically, you've got rid of those bit, like, go away, let us get on with it. You've raised some funds now, but let's just go back before you raise the funds and talk about what you were doing with the drill and what sort of results you were getting, sort of grades and what you're seeing and how deep you were drilling.
Yes, look, that's one of the key things around. There's a great slide in my presentation. It just shows, is the image on the left shows all the drilling that was drilled over the entire sandstone greenstone belt, and there's sort of just red dots everywhere, so every single drill hole. And we've got the same image on the right-hand side, which shows all the drilling that's 100 metres or deeper on that entire greenstone belt, so it obviously covers that 900 squares. And almost all of those dots just disappear. It just shows that really the whole gold field hasn't been tested. And a lot of that was driven by, as I said, gold price at the time and just chasing those oxide ounces. So for us, we're going back in and we're drilling a little bit deeper and we're just finding a lot more gold.
When you say a little bit deeper, what are you talking about? And are you just talking about Lord Nelson or are you talking about, tell us where?
So we're drilling, because it's such a big field, yeah. We focus down in the southeast corner, which we're calling our alpha domain.
I had to laugh at that one.
I know.
Ladies, not alpha male.
Our geos aren't some of the most creative. You can imagine what our second domain's called, the beta.
Go on then. What's the second one?
Beta. Yeah. So we're looking down the alpha domain. And when I got involved, I sort of sat down with the team and I said, look, guys, we've only got limited funds. Where's the best place that we can sort of build a story around that hasn't been tested? Because there are so many prospects throughout the whole greenstone belt, but we've got really just got to look on one or two and rebuild the Alto story around that. And we picked Lord Nelson. As I said, it's already produced over 250,000 ounces at about, over 4 grams.
Oh, wow.
It was only mined down to 90 metres and there's a lot more resource there. So really it was just stepping out further to the south. And I think our deepest drilling has been about to date it's only been about 300 metres. Really sort of just testing a little bit further down that plunge. And what Lord Nelson's hosted in this large granodiorite intrusion, very similar to what we're seeing, whether your teams are familiar with Red 5, King of the Hills, their Tamora deposit.
Some people will, some people won't be. Yeah. It's a big investor audience. Some, they're not all familiar with it, but yeah, go ahead.
It's a large granodiorite intrusion and it's hosting at the northern tip, the Lord Nelson deposit, and at the southern tip, the Lord Henry deposit. And we think the fluids have come up somewhere in the middle and they've just pushed up on both sides. And we're really just sort of chasing from Lord Nelson, chasing the mineralisation south down that plunge. And we had a new discovery last year called Orion. The discovery hole on that, the first hole was about 12 metres at 3, but the discovery hole was 29 metres at 3.5. So really exciting. And that was a sort of a blind discovery under a little bit of cover. And I think if the previous owners had had that, they would have certainly mined that out at the time. Since then, we've had another discovery, another sort of 400 metres south from the Lord Nelson pit called Juno. 13 metres at over 5 grams again. And that was drilled at about 130 metres down. So still fairly shallow. And it looks as if it's all a continuation from Lord Nelson. So, yeah, there's a lot more mineralisation to find. I mean, we've drilled
below. Sorry to interrupt you, Matt. Is it also fairly consistent across where you're drilling? Are you seeing sort of, because you're talking about 3.5, 5 grams, it's all fairly solid, higher grade material.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good high grade there, and what we're finding is the deeper we're going, that grade's improving. Wow. We also drilled below the Lord Nelson pit, so immediately below it we hit sort of 16 meters at 5.5. We've also drilled most recently two just sort of down dip, and they both over 40 meter intercepts at sort of 3, 3.5. So there's a lot more gold there, and really it's just demonstrating it just hasn't been as tested as one previously thought. So, again, a different sort of strategy. We're not looking for oxide. We're looking for that fresh rock. And it looks as if it's a much bigger system. So it's really exciting for us.
Matt, when you talked about the Lord Nelson, they were taking the ore out down to 90 metres. When are we talking about? And was there any work done post that, or is this really the first time people have looked at this strategically and said, look, let's have a look at this greenstone belt. Let's have a look at how it all sits. I mean, when were they doing that mining, and what happened between then and now?
Yeah. So they were mined sort of between 2004, 2010. So not that long ago. Yep. What we've seen since then is, I mean, there's other pits in the area, and there's also some other high-grade reefs which were mined prior to that. But these two main pits where we're looking at, they were new discoveries in that belt, and I guess that's the reason that we've sort of gravitated back to that area first. And then there's two other deposits which are, again, in that alpha domain, Vanguard and Indomitable. They both got sort of 50,000 ounces and 70,000 ounces current resource. They're unmined, so there's an oxide component there, and then they're going down into the fresh rock. So, yeah, there's a lot more in the whole system. And for us, a lot of it's keeping our focus on sort of one or two key deposits, because you could get distracted and you know, go and chase various other prospects. And I think that's been one of our things, is to go back and systematically explore this whole belt.
Yeah, and I guess it is what you said earlier. You said it's quite a big area that you've got. What was it, 900 square kilometres of this sandstone belt, this greenstone belt. What's the favourite chart? Are you going to stay in the southeast corner? How are you going to deploy? And I guess, you know, having raised $7 million at 9 cents, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have to congratulate you, Matt. You know, the share price now is 11 cents, so you methodically going about this to make sure that there is shareholder value there. But what I'd like to know is, what are you going to be doing with the funds that you've raised? Let's talk about where that's going to be deployed and best use of those funds, I guess, going into 22, because Christmas is 5 weeks away, Matt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, look, that's a really good question. And I use the analogy of your favourite child quite a lot. Invariably, I still think that the big discovery has yet to be found on the property, without a doubt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The challenge.
Sorry, why do you think that?
There's so many prospects, and you know, I think we're gravitating to where the current targets are, and for us, I mean, I'm an explorer by heart, and sort of have that passion, and you know, we really want to build the project here. But I think, you know, from an investor's point of view, we need to show the continuity between, you know, exploration and resource growth, because you can't just keep drilling. We need to demonstrate that the drilling's converting into resources. And look, it's really hard to one of my geos said to me, he goes, why would you leave gold to find gold? And it's a really good question.
But hang on, why would you leave gold to find gold? Oh, I see what you're finding already.
Yeah, so it is a bit of a challenge, and I think sometimes you've got to be a little bit brave, and I think we're getting to the point now, and part of the reason of raising those funds was that we can now start to sort of drive more of a two-pronged approach on continuing to focus on those key targets where we can see the resources growing and new discoveries as we sort of step out along strike of those. But also that we can now sort of start to throw a little bit to those new prospects that we haven't looked at for the last sort of, you know, 2-3 years that are still, you know, screaming to have some further follow-up. And so it's good to have that balance there. So, and I think that's a good sort of consistent message that we're getting through, is we're still taking systematic exploration, but also starting to have a bit more of that regional side. I mean, because when you've got such a large land holding, you could get distracted and start spending a lot of money on just a few small drill holes all over the place. But that's not the strategy that we're taking. It's so we go through a big, you know, we rank all of our prospects and we have big debates about which one we think is going to host the next sort of Lord Nelson or whatever. That we'll introduce that over the next sort of 6 months as to what we think maybe the next favourite child.
In terms of adding investor, I guess, shareholder value, what do you think is the best way to do that? Is it, as you said before, one of your geos saying, why would you leave gold to find gold? Is it just building up that resource where you are at the moment? Do you think that's the best way to create shareholder value?
Look, I think, well, I mean, when you're investing in the small cap space, I mean, the best way to create shareholder value is through those new discoveries. It's a new discovery. But that's very high risk and very high return. And I think that if we can balance the two of those, and hopefully, as we have done today, we've made new discoveries by just stepping out from Lord Nelson. As I mentioned before, we've made the new discovery at Orion, which is that certainly added ounces. We've made the new discovery at Juno. So that's sort of safer exploration because we're not walking away from what the strategy is around extending that mineralisation at Lord Nelson. The same with our two new prospects at Vanguard. I mean, we announced some of the fantastic results from Vanguard. I mean, we've hit over 100 grams per tonne in some of the drilling there. Gold.
Why didn't I find that one?
Vanguard looks like it's a very high-grade sort of system. And so for us, that's exciting. There's a resource there. So that could be, you know, we could make further discoveries at that sort of Vanguard system. But it's safe for drilling because there's gold there. And I guess that was Sparrow's point around, you know, we don't need to go off to a new area because there's still a lot to be discovered on where we are at the moment. So, yeah, it's...
Let's talk about between, as I said before, 5 weeks until Christmas. Are you going to be drilling, how many rigs have you got? Are you just, as I said before, are you focusing just, you know, where are you focusing it? Are you drilling right through Christmas? Are you going to take a break? Talk to us about and those funds, because you've raised $7 million. As I say, that's going to fund you, I guess, well into 2022.
It is. And look, as I said, we hit the ground hard, really hard this year. We had two RC rigs and a diamond rig on site. Wow. So for us, that was for a company of our size, that's a lot. Our team we're close to, you know, getting burnt out. We sort of went out and hired a few more geos. Which is, you know, a lot easier said than done in the market.
Especially at the moment. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we had a really good team. I mean, the guys are working sort of some pretty long shifts. So we did finish drilling a month or so ago. And I tossed up about trying to get a rig between now and Christmas. And we decided to sort of just commence early next year. And the reason for that was twofold. One, I didn't want to just rush back into it and start drilling a little bit blindly.
Yeah, I agree.
We're still waiting on assays. We've had our turnaround got up to about over 100 days between when we were delivering assays to the labs and when we were getting results back. And I've still got, we've got over 80 RC holes still pending from Vanguard as well. So Vanguard Indomitable.
When are you expecting those to come to be released to the market?
They should be back in the next few weeks.
Ooh, okay. So watch this space for news coming out from Alto. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully a nice Christmas present, which will be good. So for us to get all those results back, and we had I mentioned just before we kicked off that we had a technical session yesterday. We've got another one on Friday. And that's we've got some consultants that come in, and sort of it's a really, you know, quite a big sort of bit of a love in, and we sort of pull apart various ideas and sort of, you know, there's no sacred cows. We all just come up with different sort of concepts and views. And we've got, structural geologists and guys that are involved and ladies that have been involved in, you know, major gold discoveries, all sort of putting through their views and sort of, I guess, we take it all in, absorb it all, and then we come back with what the program is. So that's why we don't want to start drilling again this year. But having funding in place, we've got rigs lined up, so we will be hitting it hard again in early Feb, which is great because, you know, we're expecting our resource to be finalised and hopefully announced in that sort of first quarter of next year. So there's a lot of running sort of, you know, starting to drill again, resource out. Investors will see where we're drilling and, you know, where those, you know, things that are outside the resource are. So it's going to be a really big, you know, big year again.
I've got a question I need to ask you, Matt. I mean, because you said you came on as a non-exec director. What was it that made you think, sure, I'm going to step up and become MD. I can see what this is at the time. Because if I go back a couple of years, Alto Metals, I remember it wasn't that well loved or maybe not that well understood a couple of years ago or a few years ago probably now.
No, look, I think it was just Alto. I mean, to an extent, we still do fly. I think we fly under the radar.
Okay.
I've always loved the project, and I initially came on as a NED. I've got an M&A background, so as soon as the first bid was announced, it's sort of the board sort of turned to me and said, "Can you manage this?"
Right.
And that quickly escalated into a pretty much a full-time role. And the major shareholder, who's also on the board at the time, said, "Look, I'd like you to sort of maybe look to step into that MD role." So that's how that sort of transitioned from there. So it was, that's the simple.
Are you enjoying it, Matt?
Oh, loving it. I mean, I've got back to gold. I've sort of, worked with some very smart people that have gone on to run some, amazing sort of gold companies since then. And hopefully, I'm looking to emulate that with Alto. And if we have half the success, I'll be more than happy. Although hopefully we're going to have more than that.
Well, Matt, we're running out of time and there's so much more to talk about. But, Matt mentioned the presentation earlier. That's on the website, altometals.com.au. Yeah. Lots more detail in there. And I'm sure if you send an email to info@altometals.com.au, he will answer questions if you have them. It's a very exciting time for you guys at the moment, Matt. I really appreciate you coming on to Small Caps. But before we go, I always ask my interviewees this one: 3 reasons why my investors need to sit up and take notice of Alto Metals right now.
Sure. Look, I think there's 3 simple ones. The first one is we have had 3 takeover offers in the last 18 months by some very sophisticated investors. So clearly they can see a lot more. And I think we don't demonstrate that. Secondly, we're well funded. We've got a resource update coming out in the first quarter of next year. We're going to be hitting the ground running. We're chasing up on some amazing high-grade results, and I think there's going to be a lot more good results in next year. And finally, I think the thing that the market's still missing is that this isn't a gold project. I mean, we spoke about Lord Nelson. It's not a gold project. It's an entire gold field. It's a whole district. And we're really just scratching the surface of that. And as we're drilling deeper, we're finding a lot more gold.
Well, there you have it. As Matt said earlier, as the geo said, why leave gold to find gold? He's got gold everywhere. Putting the drill bit into the ground with lots of drilling coming up next year, a resource upgrade, plenty of news flow. As I said earlier, go to the website, lots of information there. But Matt, it's been great to see you. We'll look forward to lots of news. And by the way, good on you for batting off those bids that came at you over the last 18 months. Good to see you here on Small Caps.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry. It's great to be here.